We are on Daf, Bekuf Beis, Amud Aleph. Before we learn the next Gemara, I'd just like to mention what we'll learn the Gemara, how Rashi learned the Gemara. And the Girsa of Rashi, well, the Gemara is Amar Rav Kahane ve'etzim la'soke tanoihi, and we'll see Rashi's girsa is ustam etzim la'soke tanoihi. We'll see that was Rashi's girsa, stam etzim la'soke. I just like to mention Rashi in Sukkah, Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Rashi brings down v'ani shamati me'raboisai shayugersim. Ustam etzim la'soke ninu tanoihi. V'chein posel v'chol asvorim. That was the girsa, stam etzim la'soke. So Rashi in Sukkah, v'torachti minu'urai. I was matriach myself minu'urai, my younger years. V'chol tzidei shitas ha'shas liyashva kefi divreim. I tried to be miyashiv this girsa, and I can't. So therefore Rashi is a different pshat, and we'll see this is Tosfos pshat also in our Gemara. But on Kaponim, Rashi in Bava Kama was meyashiv the girsa of Raboisov, ustam etzim la'soke tanoi. Now, in order to avoid the difficulties that there are on Rashi's pshat, I'll learn the Gemara the way that Pnei Yeshua learns the Gemara, so we'll learn it already in the Gemara, so we'll see that it's not too gefährlich, how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. Ustam Eitzim La'soke Tanoihi. We had the Gemara had said that Eitzim do not have Kedusha Shviyas because in order to have Kedusha Shviyas you need, it should be Anoson u'biyuran, Anoson b'shas biyuram. And by Eitzim there's no Kedusha Shviyas because it's Anoson achar biyuram. So memela there's no Kedusha Shviyas. So the Gemara asked, so, but how could you say a blank statement that by Eitzim there's no Kedusha Shviyas, there's Eitzim the Mishcha, the Noson Ubiyuran Shavit. There are certain Eitzim that one takes to use them as a torch, and these Eitzim is Anoson Ubiyuran Shavit. Omarove Stam Eitzim Lasoke Heinemdim. So I'd like to mention one nekuda which is very important, and Rashi mentions this in Sukkah. The Gemara asked Akasha Eitzim the Mishchon, there are certain Eitzim which are very good for torches. And the Gemara asked if a person, when he was malaket these Eitzim, he was malaket them to be used as torches. I mean, he picked it for that. So Memela, so the Gemara, so if you picked it for that Shimush, so Memela, so it should have Kedusha Shviyas, because the Shimush of these Eitzim will be Hanoson Ubiyuran Shavit. So the Gemara answered on this Kasha, Stam Eitzim Lasoke named it. That what he picked it for a torch will not be Mishane the Dinim on these Eitzim, because most people don't use it for torches. He's using it for a torch. He wants to make a different type of a mean. I don't look at his lakita. I look what the eitz is aiming for. He wants to use it for a torch that will not be mishane the halachis of eitzim. Eitzim don't have kedusha shviyas because it's anos anache biyurim. He wants to use it for a shimush that'll be anos and biyurim shavet. He can't make a new mean through his lakita. It's not eitzim. He can make a different type of a mean. But we're talking about eight in the Mishchan Gufi. It could be, most of them are used for Hasoke. Now he wants to use this that he was malaket. He wants to use for an avuke. So Omar Rav Kahane, Stam Eitzim Lasoke, this concept that you're not Goyres his Lakite, you say, I look what Stam these Eitzim are aimed for, and his Lakite cannot in any way change the dinim on the Eitzim, Tanoi, is the Machlokes Tanoi. The Sanya, we learned the Barais as follows. Ein Meisrin Peirish Vies, Loy le mishra veloy le kvusa. You cannot take perishvies and use it. Let's say perishvies. You had yayin shel shvies. You want to use it to soak flax in it, that the husks should come off the fibers, or you want to wash with it. Seems wine, white wine, zicha could be, is malabim. So you want to soak begodim or soak flax in wine. So the Tanakhama says, no, that you cannot use wine, perishviyas, loyla mishra, veloyla kvusa. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, noisnim perishviyas, loseicha mishra, loseicha kvusa. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, you can use it for mishra kvusa. My time at the Rabbono, Omako, Laochlo, Veloile Mishra, the Pasuk says it should be Laochlo, Veloile Mishra, Laochlo, Veloile Kvusa. That means the Torah says the Shimushim that Perishviyas have is Laochlo, Veloile Mishra, Laochlo, Veloile Kvusa. So now the Pnei Yeshua says a vote. We'll learn the sugya according to the Pnei Yeshua, and it's a meirdeke behiras in the sugya. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, the Chachamim say there's a miut laochlo v'loy lemishra. That perishviyas were given for eating and not to soak begodim, and we'll see the reason is because it's hanosan acha biyuram. That means you soak begodim in wine, and the wine gets ruined right away, and the begodim will get clean in 4 days later. So it's anosan achabiyum. You need a shimush of la'ochlam, v'loy la'mishra kvusa, because that's a shimush of anosan achabiyum. That's the poshib shat in the gemara. Frek the Pnei Yeshua. Beautiful. Why do you need a posik? There's a klal by Perishviyas that you are not allowed to minimize the chshivas of the shimush that you could derive. For example, I have Perishviyas. I'm allowed to eat Perishviyas. That's hanosan abil and shava. You eat it, you have hanos. Am I allowed to give it to my behemah? Am I allowed to be not allowed to give to your behemah? If I give it to the Beim, it's also Hanosan Abiyur and Shava. The Gidrei of Shimush of Shvi is Hanosan Abiyur and Shava. I give it to the Beim, it's the same thing, Hanosan Abiyur and Shava. But there's a different thing. A Machal Odom, you should give to Beim, that's cool. That's a Hefzid of Perish Shviyas. In that, the Pnei Yeshua says, you don't even need a Pasuk for that. If you could use it for a Shimush Choshuv, so you're not allowed to use it. So that's called you being mafsid it. You could eat it and you're giving it for a behemoth. That's called you mafsid. I don't need a posik for that. So frakta Pnei Yeshua, we're going to have a whole sugya, la'ochla, dumya de la'ochla, the mishres anosanacha biyurum. A whole mice, a miyut, you can't use it for mishres anosanacha biyurum. Frakta Pnei Yeshua, why do you need a psanud roshe? If you could drink the wine, you're playing a shayla, you should drink it or use it for detergent. So zichri, you're not allowed to use it for detergent. It's not worse than a machel behem. It's not worse than a machel. You're giving to behem. It's also a nos nebiyul and shav. This is the issue of zakash. Amir adik akash. So he says, it's talking about as follows. when this Yid was like it, the Anovim, he was like it not for drinking purposes. He was like it, Befeish, I need this for detergent. Kibis Beyayin Susai Shtetachan Pasek. That means, so he was like it, these grapes to make the thirst. He had enough wine to drink. He was like it. Now, this is already, so now, that chesaron, I'm using it for a not such a choshev a purpose, back up it. I was like it for a chashiva purpose. That's called you being mafsid. I was like it at lechatchila for the church. And that, the Chachamim said, it doesn't help you, Lakita. Roiv Yayin is la'achile, so mamele, your Lakita for Mishra Kvusa will not help. One Nikuda. Another Nikuda. Let's just mention what according to the, if it would help, we'll see Rabbi Yechel, it does help. If it would help, it wouldn't have Kedusha Shvius. Because Mishra Kvuse is something that's Anosan Achabirum. Whatever's Anosan Achabirum doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. Like we had, Eitzim don't have Kedusha Shvius because it's Anosan Achabirum. So this person, he went and he was malakit Anovim specifically to be used as a detergent. And the Pasuk says, La'ochla v'leila mishra kvuso. So it says two halachas over here. Halacha number one, if your machshava would help, if your likud would have helped, it wouldn't have kedusha shviyah. So what's the problem? So your machshava doesn't help, number one. And number two, so since it doesn't help, so it has kedusha shviyah, and now we have a meat, la'ochla v'leila mishra. You're not allowed to use it for mishra. Because it's because peirushvius have to be used anosna biyumon shabbat. So this pasuk is telling us two halachas. It's speaking about the pnei Yeshua. He picked it, was malaketed l'shem mishra kvusa. That's why he was malaketed. And if his machshava would have helped, so memele. So since the shimush of mishra kvusa is anosna achibiyum, it wouldn't have kedusha shvius. If it wouldn't have kedusha shviyus, so there's no problem. I could use it for mishra kvusa. Shteitn pasik, you can never take grapes la mishra kvusa. Avul yemalake la mishra kvusa. Because since stam anovim are oimed to be drunk, so meila all anovim have kedusha shviyus, and you can't with your machshava, you can't create a new mean. These are different anovim. These are detergent anovim. These are not drinking anovim. You can't do such a thing. This is pshat in the miut. The Rav Yosi Omer, Omakro lochem lechotzochechem. No, you could do whatever you want to do. You want to take anovim. You want to take anovim and use these anovim for detergent, lachem, you can do whatever you want. Lachem lachol tzarcheichem. So these will be detergent anovim. So memele, if you picked it for detergent anovim, and this detergent is anosa nacha biyurim, so that doesn't have, kedusha shviyus is only something that the shimush is anosa biyurim shavit. So memele, it won't have kedusha shviyus. It won't have kedusha shviyus. And lemaisa, you're allowed to use it for a detergent. So let us just understand what we said right now. So we said we have a moira de kezach. So we have here a machloikis. Rabbi Yosi in the Rabbonon, can a person pick grapes and make that these grapes are different than all grapes? I'm picking it for this purpose. I'm picking it for a detergent. Can a person do such a thing? Rabbi Yosi says he can do such a thing. Lochem lochot sachechem. You want it for a detergent. You pick it for a detergent. It'll become a detergent. That's lochem. Now let us, according to Rabbi Yosi, if I'll take grapes which were picked to eat, I'll use them for a detergent. Chas v'sholem. That you're not allowed to do.
because it's ein anosne biuron shove. Because you're using perish vies and abdushes vies for a shimosh of ein anosne biuron shove. But Rabbi Yossi is speaking about b'shas, b'shas likite. I'm being likited l'shem mishra kvusa. So Rabbi Yossi, if you want to be like l'shem kvusa b'chol ha-kovet. So take it's detergent grapes, and detergent grapes is ein anosn b'yuron shavah, so it doesn't have kedusha shvi'is, you can do whatever you want with it. That's according to Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim say there's no such thing. La'ochlo v'loyla mishra kvusa. And loyla mishra kvusa means afilo I picked it from mishra kvusa. Because the Pnei Yeshua says, if I didn't pick up a mishra kvusa, I don't need this mia. Typically, I'm using the grape for something that is much less than it could be used for. So Kochach was speaking about that I picked the mishra kvusa. Fafa pick it, it doesn't help. So now we just can understand now what we just said a minute ago. Before we had a machloikis, a person picked eitzim, he picked eitzim, stam eitzim don't have kedusha shvius because stam eitzim are oimed to be used for hesek. Now, a person went and he was malaket eitzim to be used as a torch. To be used as a torch, eitzim lemishra. So the Gemara said, oh, so it should have kedusha shvius. The Gemara said, no, stam, he's making a nusug of eitzim. Stam eitzim lasoki kaime. You can't make a nusug of eitzim. Stam eitzim for asoki. So this is also stam eitzim. You can make a nusug of eitzim. So memele, it does not have kedusha shvius. I feel he picked it for something that a nusug will be yulin shav. So the Gemara is saying right now, stam, this what we just said a minute ago, such a statement, stam eitzim lasoki, and his likut is loimala v'loimayrit. I say, I got news for you. Rav Kahanis, this is a machlekes tanoim. Rav Yossi said you can pick eight, and there they're talking about the other way. They're talking about lekula. Here we're talking about lechumra, but it's the same thing. Rav Yossi says if you want to pick lemishra kvusa, it doesn't have kedusha shvius. It's a chol sacheichem. The Chumri say you can't do such a thing. You're making lemishra kvusa. You can't make a nusu. So mainly that statement that we said before is a machlekes Rav Yossi and the Rabbon. This is so far what we're saying. Zogt Gemara weiter. So now each one seems to be working with a different posik. The Rabbonin have a posik la'ochlo. That means it could only be used for achila, not for mishra kvusa. And Rabbi Yossi has a posik lachem. You want to use it for another shimush? Use it for another shimush. Now, so now the Gemara is going to ask, what does each one do with the other pasuk? The Rabbono nami haksiv lochem. It says lochem. Lochem is coming to tell us you could use it for whatever you want. I mean, that's a taich lochem. So what is the lochem coming? Rabbanan nami yaksiv lachem, lachem dumye de la'ochlo. B'mi shahanosan ubiyuron shav. You could use it lachem, but it has to be dumye de la'ochlo, b'mi shahanosan ubiyuron shav. Yotzo mishra kvuso shahanosan acha biyuron. Now, I wanted to say pshat on this Gemara, that Pnei Yeshua does not explain this Gemara, but I think Lefi Dvorov, the Gemara is saying a Moira de Kechidish. The Pnei Yeshua said, this whole Gemara is speaking about someone picked it for a different Tzorech. That's the whole sugya over here. Because if it was picked for Achila, there's nothing what to talk about. You can't use it for a lesser Tzorech because that's called Lehefset. So we're speaking about he picked it. And there's a posik lochem that says you could pick it for whatever you want. That's a posik lochem. Frek the Gemara, what did the Rabbanon do with this posik lochem? It says lochem, you can do whatever you want. So the Gemara answers, lochem, dumi de lochlo. Dumi de lochlo. B'misha nosin b'yulon shov. So I think pshat in this Gemara, according to the Pnei Yeshua, is as follows. You're right. Picking can sometimes help. You know when it'll help? Let's say a person will pick a machal odom, but he's picking it for a behemoth. So that, if he picked it for a machal behemoth, he'll be allowed to give it to behemoth. There, this din of, that's called hefsed. No, I picked it for a machal behemoth. It's hanos nebir and shavah, then picking will help. That means as follows. Der chaylik an Rabbi Yossi said a moiradike zach, that the status of Kedusha Shviyas, will it have Kedusha Shviyas? Won't it have Kedusha Shviyas? It's biyodai from the picker. The picker can decide if I pick it for Mishra Kvusa, won't have Kedusha Shviyas. That they said, no. You can't change the status of this mean. If the mean has Kedusha Shviyas, so whatever you pick also has Kedusha Shviyas. That's where they're chaylik and Rabbi Yossi. But there is a lochem that your picking can have a chshivas la'alocha. You know what? If it'll have the same status, that means that peiris, that amachal odom is kedusha shviyas, amachal beim is kedusha shviyas. So if you'll take a machal odom and you're picking it for a machal beim, then you're right. Then you can give it to Baim. Because this picking is dumya delachlo. It's hanos and bir and shabbat. Your picking is not mafkia kedusha shviyas from it. It's the last kedusha shviyas. But before, if you would have picked it for machal odom, you wouldn't be allowed to give it to Baim. Because you're minimizing the shimush that you could have made with it. If it was picked for a lesser shimush, you can use it for a lesser shimush. That's the lochem. That's a lachem. But that a picking should be mishane, the dine shviyas of it, that if it has kedusha shviyas or it doesn't have kedusha shviyas, according to Rabbi Yossi, you pick a la mishra kvusa, it doesn't have kedusha shviyas. According to Rabbi Yossi, if I pick it latze mishchan, it does have kedusha shviyas. Picking should be mishane, the dinim that normally achal on the mean, I'm sorry. That you can do. But if it will still have Kedusha Shviyas, and they'll decide which shemesh you could use, that could be picking a lot. Could be, this is pshat in the Gemara according to the Pnei Yeshua. The Misha Nosa Biyurin Shove, Yotza Mishra Kvusa, Shanosa Nacha Biyur. V'Rab Yoisi Nami Haksiv La'ochlo. La'ochlo Zamiyat. La'ochlo Zamiyat that's coming to tell us that the lochem is also mugbal with la'ochla. There's a miyat of la'ochla. So the Gemara says, la'ochla v'loy le'melukme. If I'll pick it, this is a marshan sukkah. If I'll pick it for a melukme, what's a melukme? A melukme is a plaster, a type of a band-aid with medication. It's, if you pick it to use for a medication, No. So lechayre, we'll see. A medication is a davar sheinishav lechal adam. A davar sheinishav lechal adam doesn't have kedusha shviyas. You need kedusha shviyas is something that's aimed laochla that everyone does. I'm picking it for a shimush that the 10 chaylim in the hospital could use it, but that's it. It's a davar sheinishav lechal nefesh. So memele. You can't make such a sug. That means with your, this is a different type of a grape. So if you're picking the grape to make it a detergent grape, subhala, everyone needs detergents. That means it's something that everyone uses. So memele, so there Rabbi Yossi says, lochem, you want to use it for this shimush, you can pick it for this shimush. And it won't have kedusha shviyas because it's anos and acha biyurim. But if you're going to pick it for a shimush that only a miyut people are mishtamish with it, that you can't do. It has to be a shimush dumya de la'ochla, which is a shimush, a common shimush that everyone does. You want to pick it for a shimush which only yechidim use? No. Then you can't make such a suktake. This is a different type of a grape. This will be a grape that's used for an antibiotic. No. This you can't do. So in Yisod, we have a lochem that's marbe. You're picking could could accomplish something. But we have a la'ochla that's a memayit, but the sky is not the limit. You're mugbal. You have to be picked. So you have to pick something dumya de la'ochla. Now, and that we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yosi in the Chum, what dumya de la'ochla means. That the Chum means dumya de la'ochla, it can only be in a nosen of biyur and shove. In that, the picking can accomplish something. So la'ochla, if you pick a grape to give to behemoth, could be it'll help. That's the lechem. Through your picking, you could be matter to give a machal odom lebeim if you picked it for a machal beim. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, if I want to pick it for something that doesn't have kedusha shvius, it won't have kedusha shvius. That's also true. But it has to be a shimush that everyone uses. Dum yidel ochlo. But to pick it for a shimush, it's only a shimush for yechidim, that is no din of lochem, and that's the la'ochlo's mamait in the lochem. Ahumi boil sanya, the sanya la'ochlo, v'leila le'melugma, hatayma la'ochlo, v'leila melugma, ayayna la'ochlo, v'leila kvusa. Shayma lochem, aray kvusa omo. The lochem is coming to tell us that you could pick it for a detergent grape. Amani mekam lochlo, lochlo v'leila melugma. And you can't pick it. It should be a medication of some sort to be used as a medication. Umaro iso le rabbi sakvusa lohitzi es melugma. Why do you hold if you pick it for kvusa? That's good. You pick it for melugma, it's not good. Ma'avani sakvusa sheshal b'chol adam. This is a shimush that everyone needs. So memela, that's dum yidelachla. You're given the lachem, you can take it wherever you want. But if it's dum yidelachla, it's a shimush, shem nishtam shiboy kol b'nei odom. Umay tini is a malug mesheni shava b'chol odom. Keman oz lahod esanye. Now we hear a beraisa. Lachla v'lay lal malug mesh. La'achla v'loy v'ziluf. Now ziluf is the mefunakim used to take wine. They used to sprinkle it over a fire, and it was a very nice aroma. And thus, now only the mefunakim needed such a shimush. So this is not shava l'chalada. La'achla v'loy v'ziluf. La'achla v'loy lasis mimenu apik toizen. Apiktoizin is you want to use it as a medication to induce vomiting. So, that's also, that not too many people used to use this. So, all these meyutas, so it's very interesting. This baraisa is mamayit from la'ochla, shimushim, what, we're not shovel la'choladam. Keman kirab yoisi, di kerabonon ikenami mishra kvusa. There's another shimush that the lechem is not marbe, and that's mishra kvusa. So vaistachoy, since he only mentions the shimushim shein and shavu lechalot, vaistachoy, this is going according to Rabbi Yosi. Period. Now, before we see Rashi, I'd like to mention a beautiful Ha'orem that I saw in Ayelos HaShacham. Now, just let's mention one thing which Rashi will mention, but just before we see Rashi, we have here a Machlokes Tanoim, if his picking can be Magdil Dinim, have kedusha shviyas, I won't have kedusha shviyas. I mean, be'emison we had adin alei kanim ba'alei kfanim. Does it have kedusha shviyas? It matters what he wanted. Lochtam la'achila has kedusha shviyas. Lochtam la'etim, it doesn't have kedusha shviyas. So we see that we reckon with his da'at. Mm-hmm. Whatever he wants is going to be. So Rashi is going to explain that's poshut. Because there, alei kanim v'alei kfanim have two shimushim. It's not pshat, I'm making a new shimush. It has two shimushim.
others use it for chila, others use it for eitzim. So memele, there I can tak it decide. Stam eitzim, the shaila is if you're fighting roi b'nei odom, stam eitzim lasokenino, and I'm going to pick it for a torch, or stam anovim l'shtiyah, and I'm going to pick it for a detergent. That's a machloikis if your das can go keneged das tam b'nei odom. That's the machloikis. But if he has something that it's aimed for this and aimed for this, less man the palik that whatever you decide to do, whatever you're picking it for, that's the din that it's going to have. Now, the Chazanish says, let's talk about stam Aleikanim and Aleikfanim. So before a person picks it, so I'll ask you a question. Is it Hefka or is it not Hefka? Zukta Chazaynish. If it has Kedusha Shviyas, it's Hefka. If it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas, it's not Hefka. So the din hefka totally pales have kedusha shviyas a hefka. Pales that don't have kedusha shviyas are not hefka. So lemaise, so alei kvanim and alei kanim. Can someone come into my field and shviyas kol dichven kol ditzrech? He comes to alei kanim alei kvanim. Here is a sign. Don't touch. Who told you this is kedusha shviyas? It matters what if the bialim will pick it for eitzim. So it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas, so it's not Hefka. The Bailam will pick it for Achila, then it has Kedusha Shviyas. But to be decided on, it's not Hefka. A person can come and take it. Who told you this will have Kedusha Shviyas? We're still undecided, so hands off. This is the Chazanish. It's a Meirdik Esmoga, because the din Hefke Zichet Tolle in what has Kedusha Shviyas. It's not a Hefke Welt. It has Kedusha Shviyas. Pei Shviyas, Abubka. Does this have Kedusha Shviyas? I don't know. So if you don't know, don't take. I'll take. Fine. This is a Chazaynish. Taine Tayela Sashacha. Taine Tayela Sashacha. So let's go into a vineyard. We have a vineyard there that there's a lot of grapes there. And Yen is a tremendous vineyard, Shviyas, everyone's running. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Achildik, maybe he's going to take all these grapes for detergent. He's going to take it L'mishra L'kvuse. It doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. So L'chayre will come out that all Peiris are not Hefka. It's a Meir D'Kazach. You can't, it's not Hefka. How do you know it's going to have Kedusha Shviyas? It's a Mavna Maisa. If he decides, maybe it's a worthwhile decision. It's money-wise, it's worthwhile. He'll go and take it for detergent and fountain, take and doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas and finish. And if it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas, can use it L'Schayah. It's Mamash Meiridik. It's Mamash a Meiridik investment. He has a tremendous vineyard. This year, Shviyas is going into the detergent business. And no one can take it. It doesn't have to, he's going to pick everything for detergent. So, Mestama all payers he could use for another usage also that wouldn't have Kedusha Shviyas. Mm-hmm. So it's the bitter. So according to Rabbi Yossi, payers Shviyas are not Hefka anymore. We just pulled the rug from underneath the feet. It's a shrekler chazach. The Peiris are in Hefke. I just like to mention this Ha'ore, but it's a Meirdike Ha'ore. It's a Mutschitzich, Abor Kaponim. The Ha'ore is Ziche Kedai to mention. The Cheshmin of the Chazanish is like a Meirdike, that the Hefke is telling the Kedusha Shviyas. So he says, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't know what has Kedusha Shviyas and what doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. He could have all Peiris don't have Kedusha Shviyas if he picked it for something that are Nosan HaChabiyura. Now let us see Rashi. Tanoihi, zot Rashi. Ike leman da omar, so here Rashi spilled the beans what the gil says. Ike leman da omar, stam eitzim la soke nitnu. There's one man that said, stam eitzim la soke nitnu. Veloi chayli shviyis afilo eitzim de mishrin. Pikula man de lesloi. Yisei stam eitzim. Veitzim de mishchan. Mia chayla if he picked it for mishchan. See, we see that Rashi was geiris stam eitzim. In this lomdus of stam eitzim, we see two. Lesoich ha-mishra. Loila mishra. And he says, Rabbi Yossi says, Noisem peshvis lesoich ha-mishra lesoich ha-kvusa. Lesoich ha-mishra. Ein Scheuren Pishton Bejaien Shoshvies Vechein Ein Machapsen Begodim Vahavis Choyle. Now these two words are Shreklach. Why did Rashi come in with Choyle over here? That means if I want to say why L'Seicha Mishra is no good according to the Rabbonim, because it's a Nosan Achabiyun. Why does Rashi have to throw Choyle in over here? Abkevege Blais by Tzorchiyun. So if you don't understand this Rashi, we'll know we're in very good company. So, Kaponim, this is a Shvera Rashi, these last two words. Mi sha'ano soy ubiyurei shove. Ano shehi bishashe hu kolam in oilam ata yochel ohonis mi peri shviz koidim zman abiyah. Yotzu mishro kvuso shemisho shemetilin pishton. I beged b'yayin. As soon as you put the pishna beged b'yayin, it's kalkul, so the wine gets ruined. V'niva, v'anothi eina, ela ad shloisha yomim v'dalet, ad shiye pishtin shori, b'chena beged, v'haynu tanoi. These are the tanoi. The rabbonon sovri, and again Rashi says tam, he will see this is Rashi's girsa. Eine Tanoi. Der Rabbonen sovri stam peiris lachile. Der Rabbonen hold stam peiris lachile. Vechailo alayu kidusha shviyis. Kidamoren lael, like we said till now. You look what stam peiris are. The chol dovol shahanose yibiyuri shove. Everything that's hanose yibiyuri shove. Chayle. It's chayle kidusha shviyis. Hilka. Afilu locked on the Mishra Kvisa. Here we see from Rashi was speaking about that it was locked, and here we see the whole chayt. So afilu he was melaket to the Mishra Ukvisa. Lay mahani machshove laavkui isuram. There his machshove b'shas lakita will not at all help to be mafkia the isur. Lemehevi kaali kanim. Shalokdom la'etzim de mishtalu. Here, machshava won't help like machshava helps by alikanim. Yeah. Da'osom stamayu lahochi lahochi. There are two shimushim. It's others. It's equal shimushim. Others use it for achila. Others use it for etzim. So memele, what? And if it's etzim, it doesn't have kedusha shviyis. If it's alachila, it does have kedusha shviyis. So the hosom stamay lahochi lahochi. So what it will be depends what his machshava was. Bishas lekite. Avo peiris. That's when there's no achro what it's aimed for. Avo peiris. Stomon lachilen. Stomon is lachile. So memele if it's stomon lachile is a trashi. Umishas yitzirosan chayil kedushosan. Something that's tomal achile, so the kedusha is, it's not, what is it going to be? I know what it's going to be. Stoman is oimed lachile, so mishas yitzirosan, the vast kedusha shviz, because it's oimed for ashimush avanosim yurin shovet. Bisulei mahani marshove lav kuyi. So therefore, according to the Rabbonon, his machshove can that be mavkia the kedusha shviyas which was already chal b'shas yitzirason, and therefore basurin lemishro kvisa. So therefore it's also so. Now if I can't be mavkia the kedusha shviyas, so now it has kedusha shviyas. So now Rashi says v'suleiman basurin lemishro kvisa. Now you can use it for mishro kvisa. Einenin b'kedusha shviyas ala no adoim alachila. Because einenin b'kedusha shviyas ala no adoim alachila. So memele, let us stop here for 2 minutes. So what is Rashi saying over here? So Rashi is saying over here, according to the Chachamim, I don't say that the loiket is b'koyach to be magdir
what this peiri is oimet for, if there's a stam shimush for it, so he can make it, he can make this a detergent grape. So memele, so therefore, he doesn't change at all the status of the grapes, and that's kedusha shviyas. And Rashi says, that's step number one. And since it didn't change its status, now he's not allowed to use it for Misha Kvuso, because it's Hanos and Ache Biurin. Peire Shvius can only use for Hanos and Biurin Chobot, not Hanos and Ache Biurin. Fine. So Bieni came to ask me a kasha, according to the Pnei Yeshua, why does Rashi have to say the reason you can't use it because you need Hanos and Biurin Chobot? Typically, if it has Kedusha Shvius, you're not allowed to use it because you're being moired the shimush. If I can use it for Achila, so I'm not allowed to use it for this. In this, the Pnei Yeshua says, you don't need a posik even for this. This is poshit. This is mamish la'ochlam le'la hefsid. You don't need a posik. So I thought could be, there's a moired the kenafke meaning. What happens, this din that the Pnei Yeshua says, that one is mechuyev to use a machel for the best shimush possible, and using it for a smaller shimush, that's called hefsid. What'll be if I have grapes, and they spoil? They're not good anymore, they're not edible anymore. Can I use it now as a detergent? So that's all. Als the Pnei Yeshua is lomdes. No. I'm not telling you to eat them now. They're not edible. Als the Pnei Yeshua is lomdes, you'd be allowed to use it for detergent. But, so that's why Rashi says, no, but you're not allowed to use it for detergent. Because since it has dusha shviyas, something that's dusha shviyas, you need anosan biyurin shava. Detergent is anosan acha biyurin. So we need this limud also. We need this limud to tell me, even in such a case, the pasuk is not only talking about the spoiled grapes, but al kaponim. Rashi is telling us this halacha, this anavkim, the guy with spoiled grapes. Yeah. Sulaimani machshava kiyah, v'sum l'mishra tvusa, deinenim b'kdusha shviyas ala noa adoy malachila. V'gabi eitzim nami, istam eitzim la'soken itnu. So memeilin, according to the Chacham, you'll say l'kula also, l'aychai l'afilo eitzim de mishram. V'rabi eisi sova lo'emrinin stam peiris la'achila nitnu. Rabi eisi holds, lo'emrinin stam peiris la'achila nitnu. I don't say that since stam is aymed la'achila, he with his lakita can't change the status. Umahani bu machshove. Machshove does help. Kalikanim, mukfanim. Veiche de likton le mishne. Avodove shanose yache biyure. Blechal olay shviyas. His likita can determine does it have kedusha shviyas. It doesn't have kedusha shviyas. Kach matzosi. Viyesh lishaynais acherem. Vizu shamati vehogon. Oh, this is a good pshat. Chayre Rashi in Baba Kame was Mavai Ritz in the Pshat of the Rebbe in Masechta Sukkot, which he wasn't able to figure out. L'malugme al panshita, a type of a plaster. Eine shava b'chol odom, eine tzricha alu l'chaylam. This is something only chaylam used. L'zalev shemezalfin yayin b'bayis. Bainami eine shava b'chol odom. That's ain't it. I mean, this is a very expensive way to make an aroma. There's only there's certain people who need this. It's not a dava shava lechalodom. A piktoizen beshit lahoki. Yeah. So the Gemara said the barais is going according to Rabbi Yosi because. He's the might of la'achla. Only these three things, apiktoizin and malugme. He's not in, if according to Chamin, I can mishrik visa. Period. This is Rashi's pshat. Now we'll see Taisvis. Hachi garsinan bekunteres bemeseches okay. Mesach de Sukkah, Rashi was not goyres. Stam eitzim la soket hanoi. No, Rashi was goyres. It says in our Gemara.
ועצם להסוקה תנוי. אמר רב כהנא, ועצם להסוקה תנוי היא. וכן ניכר, that's the right פשט, I said, not the word Rashi says over here. פרש. כל עצם בשביעס. All עצם בשביעס. We had before a סוגיה כופעל of המד בייס. Do Eitzim have Kedusha Shviyas? So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. Because the Shimushi, in order to have Kedusha Shviyas, it has to be Dumya de la Ochlo, and it should be Anoslim Biyum on Shabbat. And Eitzim is Anoslim Ache Biyum. But let's just speak Eisavim, they won't see any American Taisu, so, but according to, now we just found a new Tana Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says there's no such thing that you need, it has to be Anoslim Biyum on Shabbat. You could use it for, you could use, and according to Tosfos, not speaking about picking. We have a whole new sugya over here. The lochem means peirush shviyas lachatchila. Not they have nothing to do with picking. A new sugya. That are you allowed to use peirush shviyas for mishra kvusa? Real peirush shviyas. So the chacham, the rabbi said, Yeshua says lochem, you can do whatever you want with it. Whatever you want with it, you want mishra kvusa, use a mishra kvusa. Oh. According to Rabbi Yossi, we see that Peire Shviyas were given for Lanos and Achabiyun. So Memele, so Eitzim also have Kedusha Shviyas. Why not? Even though it's Lanos and Achabiyun. According to the Rabbonon, you can only use Peire Shviyas for Lanos and Biyun Shavah. So therefore, Eitzim do not have Kedusha Shviyas. So that's Shad Nisgilsa. Amarkanam Eitzim da Soket Hanoi. Do they have Kedusha, the Eitzim which I'm with Aksoka, do they have Kedusha Shviyas? Pechenike, Perish. Call Eitzim B'Shviyas. Have a plukta the Tanoi. He is B'Kedusha Shviyas. The Kivin, the time of the Shereen Elohu, Haina Mishum Danos Anacha B'Yulam, the whole reason we were matter, because Kedusha Shviyas is only Chal, and something that's Dumya Deloch, Lom, and Eitzim is Anos Anacha B'Yulam, and Kael Rabbi Yossi, the less like Drosh that Anos and B'Yulam, Shavul in your Perish Shviyas, he held that Perish Shviyas did not have to be used only for Anos and B'Yulam Shavut, can be used for Mishra Kvus, Och, and I'm only Drosh Lolinyan, Leiloch Udusha Shviyas, so Memele doesn't hold Bechlal, the Dumya Deloch, Lom means that you need it's a Dova, a Shavul Lechol Nefesh, but not Anos and B'Yulam Shavut, period. V'im taima, like Tosfos Akasha. So fine, we have here now, so we have a machlokes, or is there Kedusha Shviyas on Eitzim? According to Rabbi Yossi, there is. According to Tosfos, comes out, Rabbi Yossi is the machmer by Eitzim, chomim are the mekilim by Eitzim. V'im taima, Rabbi Yossi, haich matorim Eitzim beretz Yisrael lahasik benta. How are you allowed to use Eitzim Lasik Ben Tano? V'lo yesh ben Isu Shviyas La'acha Rabiyo. La'acha Rabiyo, if Eitzim have Kedusha Shviyas, so La'acha Rabiyo, the also. So how are you allowed to use Eitzim in Eretz Yisrael? We'll just say the Teretz, and then we'll go back to the Kash. V'yeshloim ed botli b'shar Eitzim d'shar shom. The bottle b'shar eitzim b'shar shon. Now let us just try to understand a little what Tosfos Kash is, what Tosfos Teretz is. The Gemara was machadish that eitzim have kedusha shviyas according to Rabbi Yossi, because lochlo does not mean hashimush abanosim biyun shavet. Lochlo means hashimush shabal chalavim. But you don't need anosim biyun shavet, so eitzim have kedusha shviyas because it's hashimush shabal chalavim. So how were they able to use Eitzim in Eretz Yisrael for fuel for the Tano? It's Hanosim Alach Rabia, Kaidam Rabia, you're allowed to use it. But Alach Rabia, how are we allowed to use Eitzim? So there are two kashas here. Both the Chazon Ish asks. One kasha is the din bio, lacha bio means, what is this mana bio? This mana bio is, kolo le chaye minasode, kolo le bemtocho babayis. That means, kozman, there's enough in the fields for the chayes to take,
So you're also allowed to derive benefit. Kol l'chaim in the side, not to take. Like the Chazanish, by Eitzim, there's no such concept as kol l'chaim min asod. The Eitzim are always there. I mean, you have Eitzim, trees, they're always there. So there's never a concept of a beer. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, we have to understand, the halacha is, let's say I had a peri that started growing before Shvius. And it grew in Shvius. That is not called peri Shvius. It's called peri Shishis, whatever. So that, okay, even though it grew in Shvius, that's not called peri Shvius. Peri Shvius is something that started growing in Shvius. So, what's Taisvus Kasha? How can we use Eitzim? How can we use Eitzim? How can we masik with Eitzim? It's on the, after this manabir. It's after this manabir. I mean, what's your problem? Which Eitzim is Taisvus speaking about? Talk about, a tree? I mean, what's it? The tree started growing before Shvius. So something doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. What's your problem? So the Chazanish says that Taisvis is speaking about there are certain shoots that come out from a tree, that come out in Shvius. And this is Eitzim, or branches, or soft branches, they come out in Shvius. Sometimes they fall off, sometimes they get hard, but al kaponim, that which grows out of the tree, this is a new growth, a shoot that comes out of a tree, that is eitzim shachanto b'shviyis, and this should have kedusha shviyis. And this, the Chazaynish said, could be, there is an inyan of kol l'chaim in the soda, sometimes these shoots wither and fall down, the chayis take it, al kaponim, so these Ever's man beer. So the Dvayakiv explains, I don't know if the Chazanish means this Nakuda, but the Dvayakiv seems to explain as follows. Taisvis was Oyvid Eitzis. How they masik Tanurim in Eretz Yisrael? You have Eitzim, you have Kedusha Shvius, Lacha beer. So I mean, let me ask you a kasha. And how do you eat Peiris after this man beer? It's achas manabir. So you eat different peiris. I mean, what's your problem? I mean, no one ever asked such a kash. Peiris achas manabir not all teeth could be. According to the Rishonim. So what are you going to eat? So you'll eat peiris shishis. I mean, akash of a mice, what are you going to eat? So what all of a sudden here, Toysias akash, how, according to Rabbi Yossi, haich mutom eitzim beretz Yisrael, hasik ben tana, what's your problem? We won't use these shoots. I mean, we'll use other things. So the Dvayakev seems to say, that means, that they cut down trees, and they use them for kindling wood. No one ever made a cheshbin, but there's five branches on this tree that grew in Shvius. I mean, there are certain, the branches that grew in Shvius have to do Shvius, and Slacha Rabio. So that's Pshat and Taisvus Kasha. So how are they? We never found a Rav Machshel that was selling Eitzim Noki Mikshah Shvius. L'chayre, every tree, if there are some branches and shoots that grew out in Shvius, so these branches are also als Kedusha Shvius. So how do you use it? You need a Pshat Rav Machshel now. That was Pshat and Taisvus Kasha. The tree is Nishkefela, but the shoots. And that Taisvus says, now that Taisvah says, it's bottle, the bottle, b'sharetzim d'sharshonim. That means when you're selling kindling wood, you take a tree and you're chopping it up. So lemaisa, so in this tree, most of the tree is not a shviyistika eitzim. You too, it could be there's five branches that are shviyistika branches, which no one is medagdik, but it's bottle beloy. Roiv of the tree is from sharshonim. So Mamela, that's Pshat and Taisvus Tarek. Then Taisvus says, "Avaydish loy milafigirsus asforim beitzim dasoket hanoi peish."
Eitzim sheyesh bem kedusha shviyas kegein lulav tanosi ubiyurei shove v'stome koi lachabit bayis abayis imuta la'asikoi da'bahano la'ache biyurei eloi are you allowed to be take atzei shviyas and use it for no'ache biyurei זה מחלוקת, זה סן ימייסרם פרי שוויס, הרי לבונן אוסל לסיקן, מידי דאבה מישר הכביס, על רבי יסי מות. אבל שער עצם הוא דבר הכל, אין בהם קדוש השוויס. So now, Tosis wants to say in the second Mahalach, that the only case, that means that what the Gemara said before, that Eitzim don't have Kedush HaShviyas, that's 100% right, Eitzim don't have Kedush HaShviyas. But Eitzim, because it's Anos Nachabiyon, but Eitzim that have Kedusha Shviyas, in parentheses means Lulavim, are you allowed to use these Lulavim for Hasoke? It's telling the Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi the Chachamim. So Taisa says, Abol Tamene Miyushev, Chiyechi de Rabbi Yosi Dosh, Lachem, Lachol Tzachechem, Aper Shviyas, Loi Boi, Lachem, Dumi de Lachlo. This is Elgabi Yus, Taisus says we learn out from the lachem lachol two dinim. One din we're learning out peiros shvius what usage you're allowed to have, and number two we're learning out what gets a din of peiros shvius, and it's all one drash. Whatever is lachem lachla is kedusha shviyas, and that's what you're allowed to do with it. If it's not lachem lachla, it doesn't have kedusha shviyas, so memela, and you're allowed to do anything with it. So memela, this second shot wanted to say that all eitzim don't have kedusha shviyas. Only a lulav will have kedusha shviyas, and then there's a machlokes. According, if you're allowed to use a lulav for asok, according to Rabbi Yosi, it will be mutan kodi tchamel biyosu. So Taisa says it's not mistava, because this drash of lechem lochlo comes, it's a twofold drash. It's telling us what has kedusha shviyas, and it's also telling us that what has kedusha shviyas, what shimush you're allowed to use with it.